This program is brought to you by Mobilecast Media, helping customers increase sales and productivity through high-quality online video and podcasting.
John Houghton here at Oracle Open World. I'm speaking with Jackie Alcalde-Marr and Dr. Arthur Ju. They both work for Oracle. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Great. Now, I was intrigued because I saw that you were just up delivering a presentation and you both have co-written a book. What is the title of the book?
It's called Social Media at Work, How Social Networking Tools Propel Organizational Performance.
And it's very relevant. What are some of the main points of the book?
Well, we like to focus on, there's a lot of books written about the external uses of social media and marketing and job prospecting. We like to look at it in the organization. How is it helping with innovation, with operational efficiencies, with collaboration, connection, and all the things that happen in dynamics within an organization?
That sounds good. Now, with innovation, which of you would want to talk about some of the main tools that can be used to innovate? Maybe they can be processed as well.
Well, for example, wikis are usually used in collaboration because they provide a great space for people to come together and collaborate around one topic or a particular project or perhaps a strategy. And what they provide is a great space for people to add as they think of something. And as we have so many workers that are around the globe, that we can be adding and thinking together day and night, 24/7. So wikis are a great place for people to collaborate on a project together and co-create. So that's one way that innovation is really spurred.
And I used to work for Oracle. One of the problems that I had was coming up to speed on what our group and division were doing. There's a lot of technical things, and there's no real books written. Now, I can imagine that there are social media tools and perhaps wikis that can be used for that. What else? Are there other tools besides wikis that would help? What tools exist out there?
Well, you know, we've used Oracle Connect in some of our activities to set up forums for people to connect and collaborate and really accelerate the speed to value of what the interactions are. And we found that's very valuable in helping to accelerate innovation and development of people.
Let me just add, Oracle Connect is actually a social networking tool. So it's kind of like a Facebook inside an organization. It's our own tool. And these kinds of social networking tools are really great because particularly for the onboarding process or for new hires, or maybe they've been newly acquired by a company, as some companies do, these are great spaces for them to form a new community. Even beyond Oracle, as we were talking in one company that comes to mind from our book, Intel, they talk about using social networking spaces for their onboarding process to get people up to speed and to have them identify who's the right person that I need to know to go get answers. Even something as simple as their interns that they bring on, they create their own social networking space, an affinity group of other interns, so they can get together and find out what's happening not only inside the walls of Intel or your company, but also outside, who's going out to the movies tonight. And that starts to build the relationships that you need for success inside an organization.
That's a great point. One of the things that I thought of is just for internally, maybe to record some meetings or record presentations. What are you seeing in that space?
Yeah, the visual, the power to bring the visual to people is really a great benefit of social media. We've seen that help in the area we call engagement, getting people engaged in an organization who may be mobile or a remote employee or disconnected from, you know, the main central hub of activity. Sometimes they can feel disengaged. And if you we've had people that have been in that situation, and they just hook up a camera or a little webcam or something, and it could be showing an empty hallway, but at least they're showing some place that is a physical place that they feel more connected with the organization, and that actually has helped spur some engagement on the part of people that are remote employees. So there are some real benefits of the visual in social media.
And podcasts, if you can't do the visual, simply the audio is great too. And podcasts provide a way for example, a salesperson who's on the road, and they can download the latest information. It doesn't have to be fancy, but it's the great information about their client or their prospect they're about to go see. So they can be listening to it in the car at the Hertz station or after the flaps go down.
And salespeople love listening to cassettes and CDs and things. You know they love that. What other uses are you seeing within the enterprise for social media?
Well, one of the interesting phenomena that I'm watching right now is the use in helping in cultural integration when companies come together and they're two different cultures and they've merged or something like that. There's always this transition that happens, and psychologically people are wondering, how do I receive this? What happens? And we call that in OD, you know, the neutral zone. People are going through this emotionally. And so when you create connections and build communities through social media, that gives you a little support structure to help you get through that transition point in an integration or a culture or a merger and acquisition of some sort. And those can be very powerful tools to help people, you know, get through those times of change.
And so what would these specific tools be?
Discussion forums, for example. We mentioned the social networking tools, which are great because they do actually add a profile. You can put your picture up, and people get to start to know not only the talents and the organization that you belong to, where you fit within that larger world, but also your personal details, too. Things that you want to share, because we have a big concern about privacy, of course, but it starts to build that personal relationship as well. But discussion forums are a whole different kind of tool. For example, at Oracle, as we've everybody's been making a migration over to new smartphones, or perhaps you just bought your new iPhone and you need to sync it up with Outlook. Rather than calling the help desk, we can go to a forum and I can ask the same question of all the other people who have gone through this, been there, done that, and they're much more technical than I am. So they have great answers for me just in time, right then. And so discussion forums have really emerged as something where certain groups can really benefit from getting answers right away. And it's people helping people rather than always have to rely on one particular expert.
And I was just going to add, since we're learning professionals, right, we like to watch the developments in this space. And, you know, learning, less than about 25% of learning really happens in the classroom. A lot of it happens outside of the classroom. And so the social media is enabling social learning, which is a very powerful way to learn in an organization. And so we see that happening as well.
Well, I can imagine it caters to different types of learners. Some people are visual, some people like to read, some people, I like to listen. I'm just I'm a listening junkie. Anything in that regard with social media about catering to learning styles?
I think that's a really good example that, you know, a podcast might be purely for an audio learner. Social networking sites and wikis more for a visual learner. And of course, there's a whole host of tools that YouTube is a great example where, I also teach at a university. And so using YouTube as sending my students there to find their research has been wonderful, as well as all of the networking capabilities that they now have. They can do research a lot easier than us old folks could back in the day. So the social network has really emerged as the way for people to find information.
Sounds really good. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a great day at Open World.